you.
8:30, we're going to call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Anderson, Gronewald, Bauman, Adams, Sleece, Byers, and Barnard. Approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Fleece. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 in favor. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
So move.
Second. Circulate.
Moved by Fleece to circulate it, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relevant to the Board of Equalization.
Public from the public?
For Board of Equalization.
Oh, no.
Okay. You'll get your shot on the other meeting then.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Okay. Approve or disapprove confession of judgment on Turk case 09R064, Raymond, how do you pronounce it?
O.
O?
O.
And Darling Homes LLC property. Patty?
This is the one we had last week but didn't have an approve or disapprove on that.
Okay.
I believe this is the one that we talked about last week and then we put it on for this week.
So moved.
Moved by Anderson.
Second.
Second by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Approve or disapprove Daryl Standard or of Standard Appraisal Company to be consultant on valuation protest.
I may comment on that as the committee chair. Dave and Gary and I met with after our meeting last week with Patty relative to how we're going to be hearing protests in the future. And as in the past, we felt that it would be an appropriate thing to have Daryl do the very difficult properties that we deal with. Primarily, as Gary has brought out, it is commercial, but there are situations where we have difficult properties that we need some advice as far as the board is concerned. And I would certainly recommend, I think we felt that we wanted to approve Daryl.
Is that a motion, Denny?
Yes.
Motion to approve by Byers. Need a second.
Second that.
Second by Bauman. Discussion. Gary.
Dennis. As we did before, and I know we did hit the commercial, but correct me if I'm wrong, Patty, didn't we have Daryl, if we'd have something that we had a question, we would just say Patty or whoever was here from the assessor's office, have Daryl look at it? We've done that for 3 years, haven't we? I mean,
commercials, and we have. I think you've looked at a few other properties that were difficult.
Is this isn't going to be any different than what we really did then?
No. Okay. The only thing is I would like Daryl to take a few minutes of his time to explain the whole process of the equalization and how it works, if that's acceptable to the board members.
Yes, Senator.
I think there needs to be a lot of clarification come across the table of some things that were misunderstood or not understood, and I think we just need to go down the list and understand what exactly equalization means. Okay. And that's why I brought Daryl in, and I would like him to discuss.
I had one more question, but we'll still have a representative, either Patty or Lorraine or somebody then.
That's up to you guys. The assessor does not have to be present at any of these hearings, of the three.
But it made
at the final board meeting, then I have to be present.
I guess my question simply was, it made it easier sometimes if you were here, we could ask you. And that's all I had.
Well, maybe I should go in depth a little bit about what the plan of the committee, of what we decided as far as protests. We felt that this year the committee as a whole would be the protest, hear the protests. So it will be Dave, Gary, and myself that will be hearing the protests. Obviously, as Patty and Don set up the agenda and the schedule, as we get the protests, we know what we have and what we need to do. We might need substitutes from time to time for us individually, and we'll call on the other board members to do that. It will be the responsibility of each of us as a committee member to contact one of you to ask you to sit in for us. We felt this way as a committee. It was appropriate, the entire committee, hear the protests. We accept our responsibility as that committee, and we hear on a continuous basis so that we have the continuity of hearing the protests. And certainly I personally would like to have Patty or her staff present. I think it's very appropriate that they're there when we hear that. Dave or Gary, do you have any other comments? Dave, do you?
That's the way I thought. You know, we talked to the committee. That's the conclusion I came to.
I think that's fine, Dan.
Cheryl, you want to,
Matt? Just a quick question here. We hired Daryl. Will there be a per diem rate? Is this part of his current contract? Is this in addition to? Is this part of what we're already having Daryl do? You can just, sorry to make you go up and down.
I kind of like
just
it.
Clarify how will that work?
This is an addition. Right.
So where are we going to pay for those just out of our?
Well, Daryl and Patty can probably address that.
That comes out of a certain line item that we have set aside for protests on the budget.
Set up for him for appraisals.
Okay.
Daryl, let's try again.
Daryl, if it's easier, just drag that mic over to you.
Yeah, just sit.
All I want to do is there seems to be some concern. The state of Nebraska monitors all of our sales, and we have to fall within statistical qualifications. We have to be for residential 92 to 100%. That's a range, and we have to use 2 years of sales. And the same thing goes with commercial and ag. Commercial and ag, we use 3 years of sales. And statistically, we have to be in the 92 to 100% for residential and commercial. For ag purposes, it's 69 to 75% for the ag land. The qualifications of the quality of the assessment and the quantity of it, we have to, our COD, which is a coefficient of dispersion, the PRD is a price-related differential, standard deviations, the means, the medium, and such, we have to meet all of those qualifications for every class and subclass in the county. So it's not a matter of taking those values, as I've heard said, throw them against the wall and see what sticks. That's a bunch of baloney. We hear that all the time. Dart boards or swag, a simple wild guess. We hear those comments a lot. But the issue is what the assessor and what we have to do for valuations is very important. We had some county, we had some towns that Blue Springs, Cortland, and Wymore. Blue Springs is over 100%. We have to be at 92 to 100. We brought them in line at 94.3%. So by what the state mandates this, we can't just say, okay, can you let us go this year? They say no. You aren't going anywhere. You either fix it or we'll fix it for you. Same with Cortland. Cortland was at 103% over assessment. We have to go in and do something. That means they're over-assessed with the sales that they had. They don't just say, okay, what's the median? They say, okay, what's your quality of assessment? What's your COD? What's your PRD? What is the quality of assessment going on? Wymore was the same way. Wymore was the worst. It was at 106, almost 107%. We can't just say, oh, let's let this go. This is not acceptable to the state. This puts the assessor and her staff in jeopardy, and it puts the county, because the state then will come in and they'll do it. We just finished up Morrill County, which they dismissed the assessor. And they pulled her certificate. We did the whole county. I mean, everything. And they monitored us, and we have to follow certain steps to meet these qualifications of assessment. So, and I don't, Beatrice was in great shape. There was no reason we had to do anything with Beatrice. We were at 97.79, you know. Why try to fix something if it's not broken? So, Adams, Claytonia, Odell, Pickerel, rural areas, rural subs, they were great shape. We passed mustered with them. They were in good shape. So those are some things. Now, we have to certify as of March 19th. That is a magic number. That's not just a number that's thrown out there. We have to have those values certified by that date. If we don't, we're in trouble. So as of March 19th, once we certify that value, we have no more control over that value. We can't do anything with it. It's then the responsibility, June 1st, that taxpayer can file, can get their valuation. They look at that and they say, oh, gosh, I don't like this. And they come in and they can protest. Well, the Board of Equalization is set up just for that reason. So the taxpayer can file that protest and then they can come in and voice their opinion or supply documentation of their opinion why their value should not be where it is. But up until then, the assessor can't do anything unless there's an error or omitted property, or it's going to Turk and we confess judgment, or we just go to Turk and fight it out. So that's kind of the scenario. So if there's some questions, Patty, if I've missed anything, you're...
No, I just want to make sure that you guys understand that as of March 19th, my values cannot change unless there's an error. I have no right to change any property values. The county board has this sole right to say, this is overvalued, I'm lowering it. The assessor at that point is not involved. I can give you, I can say, hey, this building looks bad. I can give you a recommendation, but the final decision on where the values go is totally up to this county board. So there was some misunderstandings. I think they thought that I could go down there and just change whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, and I can't. I'm audited. I electronically transfer every cell that comes into my office to the state of Nebraska. They can come into my state system. They can do whatever. They can check my values. If the Turk orders me to go up a percentage or down a percentage, within 3 weeks after that, the state of Nebraska comes down and audits me to make sure I did that. When Daryl's referring to the state, it's actually the Turk, which is the same, sort of the same thing. But what my liaison does is he recommends to Turk whether I'm in compliance with the law on all these percentages. And they use the median value based on at least 10 sales in each community. So we have like a location, Adams Barneson. If there's 10 sales and they're saying I'm out of the range, I have to be in the range. You know, if I'm in the range, we usually leave them alone. Now, one thing I want to stress is that is only a midpoint. That does not mean that every property in Beatrice is at 97%. That is a median range. And Daryl can kind of explain that, I think. You have sales that are high, you have sales that are low, you find the midpoint. And that means that the ones that are probably over the 97% probably ought to come in here and look at me and say, you know, maybe I need to file a protest. The ones that are under, you're probably not going to hear from. The ones that are right on, that does not mean that every property in the city of Beatrice is valued at 97%. That's a midpoint.
That is correct. Are there any questions on that?
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you.
You're welcome. The only other thing I might bring up, we have about 5 Turk cases still pending. The biodiesel still, the Turk has not set up a date on that. That's on the personal property. We have another taxpayer that's got 4 of them, and we just resolved the 5th or 6th one then.
Shirley has a question.
Shirley.
The statement then that the state has nothing to do with our taxes, that's not true.
Well, the state as far as ag, no. The state as far as, no. They have a lot to do with what's going on. They build the structure and we have to live within that structure. So.
Gary.
Daryl, I know we had quite a few that went to Turk. We've won some of those, haven't we? I mean, we've been successful. Offhand, you know how many we may have, I don't know how many was up there, but how many, we've been successful on quite a few of them, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
I thought we had, and I just thought we should mention that it has the system worked in that regard, at least.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that's right. We
but
do.
It did. That's...
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Daryl. Well, Matt, just
we've got... Looks like the appraisal fee / referees, is that the line you're talking about?
The line in inheritance also.
Okay, so just out of miscellaneous general, there's $30,000, and over the last 3 years we haven't spent, well, I would say 08, 09, looks like we spent about $3,600, so depending on how much we use you, Just know
that is true.
Yeah.
That's true. And also,
I know where it was coming from.
And Matt, what happens is there's a cross between the assessor's office be doing maintenance work and also working for the county board. And sometimes it gets kind of mixed up, and I end up just billing some hours for the Turk case, because you got to.
Just so everyone knows that there'll be some expenses showing up that haven't showed up in prior years.
It appears that we're adequately budgeted for what we need. Thank you, Darrell.
You're welcome.
The thing that I would like to ask this county board is, if by chance a square footage error is made, do you want me to have the person file a protest? What we have done in the past is I will correct the square footage. I will reissue them a valuation notice that comes out through the board. I have a computer program that says this is your new valuation. Square footage has been changed. This is your new value. You still have 30 days to protest that value. We've done it on farmers that have brought in their maps that we've changed the, you know. So, but the only thing I can change in my office is if it's an error. And, you know.
Gary?
I guess the only thing I'd ask, Patty, can you just give it, kind of keep a list and show us?
I will give you the, I'll just bring, because I will just bring you the valuation notice down and explain to you what we've done on it. We've recounted acres, we've removed the building, we've changed the square footage on the house. I can do that.
That makes total sense. That's good business. And
I don't think we want to make them go through the protest process, but then they do have, from that point on,
they have the right to do that.
They have a right to protest. This is another thing that Gary and the Equalization Committee, well, mostly is, this is what you draw up when we hand out with protests. So, Denny, and you might want to look at that to see if any changes need to be made, because we're starting to probably...
It was simply to help them fill out their protest correctly.
Yeah, well, I'll need to change some things that will say 2010 on them and so forth. But that is something that you guys want to look over. If there's any changes, let my office know, and we'll make them. We hand that out with the protest to kind of give them guidance as to how to file a protest.
Don't you think that helped, Patty? With people, there was less mistakes on the protest.
I don't know if people read them. I mean, you know, the thing, if they come down to my office, the only thing I'm going to do is explain to them the process and to show them the property record card, show them their square footage, look them over, and, you know.
That's appropriate. And the more information you give them so that they have the opportunity, then we're covered legally as well. And we do have an attorney representing us together. Mr. Chairman, you want to introduce our counsel?
I don't know if I can't.
Amanda Spracklin Hogan.
There, that was the part that bothered me.
Yeah, the last name gets it.
Okay, any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Patty, what else?
Pretty much it. Evaluation notices go out May 31st, so I'll have a press release explaining a little bit more of what I've explained here, just to give them, you know, the ranges. And I have two press releases that went into the paper on Homestead and personal. I think they finally came in today.
Here this morning.
They missed the Saturday, but that's okay. Okay. I'll give you a break on that.
Thank you, Patty.
Okay, anything else for the Board of Equalization? Anything else for Board of Equalization? We're going to adjourn Board of Equalization.